We've got it all for you with our Thanksgiving parade, the pre-show tomorrow morning, 6 till 9. All the excitement of MSU football as they take on Penn State. There's a lot going on this great radio station. And Steve Courtney and Sean Bellegian will always be close by as we welcome in now MSU football coach extraordinaire Mel Tucker. Take it away, Steve.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. Good morning once again, my friends. Yeah, here we go. Your Michigan State Spartans preparing to take on those Penn State Nittany Lions. As a matter of fact, this Saturday's game, the 37th meeting between these two fine schools. The Spartans, as a matter of fact, have won 6 of the last 9. And need I remind you, since the renewal of the series back in 1993, the winner of the Michigan State-Penn State game has been presented the very nice land-grant trophy. The trophy honors the two universities' unique places in history as the two pioneer land-grant schools in the nation. Lots to talk about. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Everything is well, sir. Obviously, a crushing loss at the Woodshed last weekend. But as you pointed out, Coach, as we prepare for win number 6, getting the ticket punched to the bowl season, this team has been through a little adversity, and more times than not, they've responded.
Yeah, it was one of those losses where it's just you would think that it would be very hard to recover from, but this team is a special team. They have mental toughness. They have responded well to adversity this season, and this week has been no different. Just got done having a team meeting with the guys in special teams. I came up here to get on with y'all, and we have very good attitude, very focused so far. I really like what I'm seeing in our building.
Coach, you've talked often all season about this team's ability to bounce back. What a great opportunity this is to head to Happy Valley. I mean, this isn't just the season finale and a chance to get in a bowl game. This is a chance to make a statement for this club. This Penn State team is around that top 10 territory. What a great statement this could be for your club.
Yes, we talked about it again this morning, that owning this opportunity and making sure that we have no regrets. And we have seniors. This could be, the clock is ticking. Time is winding down. We have enough players available to be able to get the job done. We're going to need everyone to be at their best in every detail. And that's the type of focus that I'm seeing on the football team.
Coach, football is a game of repetition. It is a game of consistency. And you've stated over the last 3 weeks, during any given practice week, there has been no hitting because, quite frankly, due to injury, suspension, what have you, you don't have the bodies to do that. I would imagine when the only hitting you're doing on game day, that takes away a little bit of cohesion, doesn't it?
Well, what we have to do, we just have to be more focused in our run fits on defense. That's really where it's showing up the most. We have to have better looks this week from our scout teams to make sure we at least get as close to the look we're going to get in the game in terms of assignments, angles, and things like that. We spent a lot of extra time this week on run fits with the D-line and linebackers and the secondary, making sure that we know exactly where to be in every run scheme versus all of the defenses that we have. Make sure everyone knows, where they fit, A gap, B gap, C gap, D gap, all the way out. Yes, we're not hitting, but that's so we can be fresh and ready for the game. And so, it's going to be a physical game. We're going to make it a physical game, but we have to stop the run. And we've spent an extraordinary amount of time this week reteaching our run fits and making sure that we're going to be able to be where we need to be in the run game.
Coach, when you look at the Nittany Lions, what jumps out to you? Because, again, they're ranked number 11 in the nation for good reason. But what jumps out to you when you scout this Nittany Lions squad?
Well, first, they're playing better defensively. They've gotten better every week. We've seen them all season on crossover film when we're looking at opponents. And Manny Diaz has come in as the coordinator. And he's really, you know, installed a defense that's aggressive, and guys are understanding what they need to do more and more every week. So they're playing at a high level, you know, offensively, veteran quarterback, lots of playmakers, really good running backs. They have balance on their team. They're explosive on special teams. And so in all three phases, they have really good players, really good scheme, and they're very productive. So, the better teams in the country, that's what they have. They have playmakers in all three phases. And so, you know, that's what you see on tape.
Coach, you talk about the running game as we close our conversation. You go back to last week, and I thought a bright spot was our running game. Couple of 100-yard rushers in Jalen Berger, not to mention Elijah Collins had 107 yards. The running game, as you allude to, sir, could be paramount in this tilt.
Yeah, it's going to be important for both teams. We need to be able to establish the run and maintain a running game throughout the game so that you know, we can control the line of scrimmage. You know, we can move the ball. We can set up our play action passes and be balanced on offense. And so, we've been able to do that maybe the past 3 weeks. And Coach Kapp is doing a really good job with the offensive line. And the runners are running hard. The tight ends are blocking. The receivers are blocking. You know, Peyton is getting us into the right plays at the line of scrimmage. And so, we're gonna be challenged just like we are every week. But we need to be able to run the ball, and that's the goal.
Great stuff, Coach. Looking forward to it. A big game for your team, and so many seniors that I'm sure you want to mention everyone by name. But what a tremendous senior class this has been, and let's send them out the right way, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. It's been great being on with y'all all season. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
to you, Coach. Hey,
Coach.
I know this isn't top of mind, but do you have a favorite side dish for Thanksgiving?
I like the sweet potato pie if it's available. I just
there
can't
you
have
go. There you go. Everybody has said stuffing or dressing. I love the sweet potato pie.
Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
In moderation. Absolutely. Is correct, Coach. Everything. You better believe it.
All righty, Coach. Come on now. Beat Penn State.
Go green.
Go white.
Go white.
Go white.
Game time on WJR. We start at 2:30. The kickoff at 4 p.m. Let's make them not so happy in the Valley when this is over. What do you think?
That would be a great deal. You know, obviously, like Coach alluded to, Dub, Sean, this team has been through a little bit of adversity. But you go back to what they went through, then they go to Champaign-Urbana and knock off then number 14, Illinois. Going to need a very similar effort. Come Saturday at State College.
There's another football game over the weekend. We're going to talk about the Michigan-Ohio State matchup coming up next here. It's 844 at WJR.